You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The European Football Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along everyone to William Hill's European Football Podcast. Sam Norris and Alex Dunn here with you this week to preview three big games in La Liga as the race for the championship really hots up over in Spain. And we've also got a bonus game from Italy as well, so we felt it remiss of us to leave out the Serie A game. Sam Norris here, as I said, and joining me after a two-week hiatus is Alex Dunn back on the European Podcast.
Hello. Yeah, I've been away. I've not been away. I've been in the office.
Yeah. You have been working hard, to be fair.
I've been doing other horse racing related stuff for retail. It means that my podcast opportunities are limited. Of course, this podcast started off being me and Ray.
Yeah.
Ray's been gobbled up by William Hill TV, betting TV.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is excellent.
It is.
wh.cm/TV if you want to go see what he's doing at the minute.
Great plug.
But yeah, everyone's very busy at the minute. In William Hill Towers. And it means that there has been a little bit less podcast time than I'd have liked. But fortunately, I'm back for this week, and it could be a pivotal week in La Liga, couldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Massive week in La Liga. Of course, we've got Barcelona and Atletico locked on 85 points. Barca hold the greater head-to-head record, and Real Madrid just a point further back. Because we had to remind ourselves pre-podcast that it is, of course, decided on head-to-head and not goal difference in La Liga.
Yeah, it's strange because, obviously, in our office, we've got lovely big screen TVs. And
yep.
When they're not too big, by the way. Let's not get carried away.
Yeah. They're a fair size.
Yeah, they're adequate, Sam. Yes, I'd say. And obviously, you see the league table and it comes up with the goal difference. And you think, oh, that could be tight if it comes down to Barca and Real. But the fact is that it's head-to-heads first and then the goal difference, and the fact is that Barca's head-to-heads are better against everybody.
Yeah.
So it should be. It's certainly Barca's to lose. They appear to be over their blip, but it still could be pretty interesting with just two games to go.
Yeah, it certainly could. As you say, they're the side in the driving seat. They're currently top of the league, and they've got a home game this weekend against Espanyol. All of these games, by the way, are Sunday 4 o'clock kickoffs. But we start with the fixture at the Nou Camp. Barca here 1-20 in the betting, 12-1 the draw, and Espanyol a whopping 33-1. I know this is Barca v Espanyol, but this is short even for Barcelona. 1-20, Alex. We don't see this very often in a top European league. This is German third tier territory, having a 1-25.
First things first, it's a derby.
Yes.
Now, I know a lot of people go, well, in derbies, form goes out the window.
Yeah.
I don't think you can really say that about this one. And you look at the 1-20 and you go, well, firstly, you can't back that. And if you are having a knacker this weekend, don't put Barca in, just because they've let you down a few times in recent weeks. And at 1-20, you're going to get extra there.
It's going to boost you a couple of pence, isn't
it? Yeah, it's negligible. And for all that they are normally very solid at the Nou Camp, let's not forget they have lost two of their last three at home, to Real Madrid and to Valencia. Yes, they've bounced back in recent weeks. And what we can't forget is that Espanyol's away form is just absolutely horrible. They're rubbish on the road. They played 18 games and lost 13 of them away from home. But... And also, Espanyol can still go down. It's very, very unlikely. They sit on 40 points and they're in 14th. So a lot needs to go wrong for them to go down.
But yeah.
Mathematically, it's possible. And it wouldn't be completely implausible if they went down. It's not like there's a 40-goal swing needed. Mm. You know, if they lose both games and other results go horribly against them, and they would have to be pretty horrible, then there's a chance they could go down.
Yeah.
But Barca will win this. But how many? That's often the question you have to ask when Barca are at home. It's either that or which goal scorer do you go to score two or more. Now, firstly, I'd say that we've got enhanced odds here, Sam, haven't we?
Yes. Luis Suarez to score two or more in a Barcelona win is 11-8. And if you were of an Espanyol persuasion, Felipe Caicedo is 100-1 to score in an Espanyol win. But I'm guessing that you're hedging more towards the Barcelona side of things.
I am, yes. Admittedly, if Espanyol were a slightly, well, I'm going to say a bigger price because they shouldn't be.
Yeah.
But I could probably get involved with maybe an Espanyol plus 4 or 5 in effect, but I'm not going to. I do quite like Barca minus 3. It's 8-11, and I know people go, but hang on, you've told us not to put it in an accurate 1-20, yet you're saying that they're going to win 4-0.
It's a price play, that, I guess.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's not bad for 8-11, I don't think. You look at recent head-to-heads between the two sides, and when Espanyol go to the Nou Camp, generally, they don't get absolutely pasted. We've had 4-1 and 5-1 in recent years, but then a 1-0, a couple of 4-0s, a 2-0, a 1-0. You know, Espanyol don't often get anything here, but it's rare that Barca go absolutely crazy on them. So I think 4 or 5-0 is the limit of your handicap sort of thing, which I know it sounds ludicrous.
Yeah.
We are talking about a league game here, but you look at Barca minus a goal, 1-14, minus 2, 100-30 on. Minus 3 is the first moment where it becomes slightly appealing from a price point of view. And I'd rather back Barca minus 3 than Espanyol plus 4 at 17-20.
Would you?
Yeah, I think so. It's silly that we're even talking about this, but
yeah,
it's that kind of thing. But that would be the selection, I think. Barca minus 3 at 8-11. You mentioned the Suarez enhanced odds. They're not bad, and of all of Barca's players, he's the one I'd take, especially because they seem to be getting at least one penalty a game at the minute, and he seems to be the one that has been finally trusted.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that they've got three world-class strikers between them, it seemed that none of them could take penalties. He now appears to be the one that does take penalties, and you see how often they get in and around the box. You'd imagine they could get... They've also benefited from some ludicrously generous refereeing decisions in recent weeks. I think it was when they played Gijon. They got, I think, 3 penalties. 3 penalties. Suarez, and Neymar converting. And one of those was a penalty.
Yeah.
And that's pushing it. So, yeah, you do get a few decisions going Barca's way, definitely. But they'll win this. To probably win to nil, but I'm not going to put that up. But Barca minus 3, 8-11 is the selection. And if you are looking for a goal scorer, then take the enhanced odds, because that 11-8 is fair, I'd say.
Yeah. OK, a couple of thoughts there for Alex in the Barcelona-Espanyol game. We move on to Atleti's trip to Levante now. They're second in the table, as we said, on 85 points below Barca due to an inferior head-to-head record. It's 14-1 here for Levante, 9-2 the draw, and Atleti are 2-9 in the betting. Of course, we saw them progress to the Champions League final in midweek. Back to league duties now, and to be fair, if you offered them a choice of anyone they could play in the league, it would probably be Levante, who are already relegated.
Levante are relegated. You might look at the table and go, mathematically they're not, but Gijon play Getafe this week, so they have to get some points from somewhere. And yeah, Levante are down. They've not been great this season, but Atleti at 2-9? No,
Sam.
I'm as big an Atleti fan as you are going to find, but they shouldn't be 2-9. Barca and Real are allowed to be 2-9 in these games because they can score 5-6 goals. Even if they let one in, they will do that. Atleti do not do that to sides. They've scored 60 goals this season in 36 games. That is almost getting on for half of both Barca and Real. Barca 104, Real 105. Now, why are Atleti so good? It's because they've only let 16 goals in those 36 games, which is just absolutely phenomenal. Mm. And I sound like a broken record. You could just play the same clip of me saying, Atleti defend very well.
Yeah.
They should win to nil here for every single European podcast. But again, would you rather take 2-9 on a side that you know are going to win at most 3-0? At most.
Mm.
No, I don't want to do that. So, you can back Atleti to win to nil at 8-13.
Yeah.
Which is more palatable, and people don't like win to nils, but it's landed in Atleti's last 4 games in the league, and it will land again. 8-13 is fine. But the one I love, and it's my best bet of the whole week, is Atleti to win and under 2.5 goals. Because it's priced up as though Atleti are, as they are 2-9, it is unforeseeable that they will not go and run riot here. Well, it's perfectly foreseeable that they go and they score a goal maybe after half an hour and another after 70 minutes. And it's a fairly comfortable 2-0 win. Atleti and under 2.5 is 9-5. Fantastic price.
Yeah.
Really is. Because they just don't blow teams away. I mentioned that they've scored 60 goals in the league this season. 29 of them have been on the road. They've let just 9 goals in away from home. They win 1-0. It's what they do.
Mm.
Not saying this will necessarily be 1-0, but you've got 2-0 playing for you there as well, and it's almost 2-1.
Yep.
Big enough price. Happy to take it. Best bet of the whole podcast by quite a distance is Atleti to win and under 2.5 goals. One thing I will say, and this will hopefully put you off backing them at 2-9 in an accumulator.
Yeah.
Which isn't the aim of this whole podcast, is to say don't back the side of the favourites, but here's a bet for them in another dimension, in another way. Levante's home form is okay. They've played 18 games, won 6, drawn 5 and lost 7, and they're unbeaten in 4 at home now. They beat Valencia, they drew with Gijón, they beat Espanyol and they drew with Bilbao. They're okay at home. They're not great. They've got the 17th best home record. It's their away form that's the reason that they're going down. But just a caveat, because this isn't completely cut and dried.
Okay.
Atleti've certainly got the hardest of the three games, purely because they're on the road and purely because they are Atleti and they don't blow teams apart. But yeah, Atleti the pick, and under 2.5 goals at 9-5 is absolutely phenomenally big.
Yeah, I like that a lot. We move on to the third and final game that we're going to come to in Spain. This is Real Madrid, who are currently a point behind the leaders on 84. 1-5 here for Real, 5-1 the draw, and Valencia, their opponents, are 14-1. The enhanced odds here, Cristiano Ronaldo to score 2 or more in a Real win is 7-4, and Alvaro Negredo to score in a Valencia win is priced up at 33-1. Another side who've made their way through to the Champions League final this week, Alex, and at home to a Valencia side who've been bitterly disappointing regardless of manager this season. Looks another formality on paper.
Yeah, I got badly burnt in midweek backing Ronaldo anytime against Man City.
Right.
It was quite a large bet as well. I was convinced that he would score, and he didn't. So I don't know how to play this one.
You're in a mood with Ronaldo.
I'm not in a mood with him, but he's not 100% fit.
Yeah.
That's point one. Point two is, does he play the full 90 minutes? It's most likely that he does, but if you're backing anyone to score any time, you want the guarantee that they're playing a full game. And I don't think you get that with him at the minute. If they're 2 or 3 nil up, I think he'll probably come off. Valencia are still pants, as far as I'm concerned. Mm. They sit in ninth, and you'd look at that and go, oh, they must have really picked up since Gary Neville left. And they've done better. They did win 3 in a row, including that win at the Nou Camp, and they looked okay, but they were pretty poor, to be honest, against Villarreal last week. And although they do sit in ninth, they are only 9 points off the relegation zone. It's very, very compact in Spain. So while they are top of that sort of mini league of sides that aren't in the top 7 as things stand, or, well, they're second in that league, I still think that they are, well, they have had a poor season, and they need to do a lot of work in order to get themselves back into perhaps challenging for European spots next year. But Real are hardly purring either. If you watch that Real Man City game, it was basically a Man City side who were scared of scoring or even attacking, and a Real side who got an early goal and went, all right then, if you're not going to attack, we don't have to. So Real should win. Again, to be fair, that if you are having a knacker, that's the only one that I would put in.
Okay.
And even then, it's not.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So Real to win 2-0, 29-20. They did it against City. They could do it again here. Valencia not dreadful going forward, but it's 29-20. It's a massive jump. And it's based on the fact that Real defensively are perhaps not that solid. And they're not. They have let 32 goals in so far this season. Valencia, who, as I've said, have had such a poor season, have conceded 44, only 12 more. But that'd probably be the way that I'd play this. They are defensively poor, but this is just, it's pretty big. It's a big old price. So I'll take that. And if you are looking for an end-time goal scorer, Ronaldo's 4-11. I've already expressed my reservations about him. And that would also put me off the enhanced odds on him to score 2 or more and Real to win. I just don't think it's...
Yeah, it's skinny enough at 7-4, that.
Yeah. It could land, but not for me. So if you are looking for a goal scorer, I'd go for Bale. He scored in midweek, didn't he?
I think it went down as an own goal in the end.
Officially.
But yeah.
But he'll be flying high off the back of that. He looked pretty sharp, I thought, as well, for moments against City. He's 4-6. It's not knock your socks off. It certainly is not the best value that you're ever going to find. And it's certainly not the best bet on this podcast, or indeed in this game. Real to nil is the pick.
Okay, Real to win 2-0 then at 29-20. Well, we are going to take in a bonus game this week then. This one comes from Italy. Torino take on Napoli on Sunday evening at 7:45. Torino in the betting at 7-1. The draw here is 3-1 and Napoli at 4-9. It's season over for Torino. They're fully marooned in 10th. But Napoli still with a little bit of work to do to tie up second place. Of course, Juve can't be caught. They've already won the league. But Roma are breathing down their necks in third, just 2 points back. And of course, they need to tie up second place so they don't have to go through the laborious act of qualifying for the Champions League next season. So there's still a little bit on this for Napoli.
Yeah, cut and dry that Napoli and Roma will fill second and third, but in what order? Roma have been in decent form of late, and it's Napoli's away form that's letting them down. Let's not forget that they did push Juve for quite a lot of this season. They at least kept tabs with them, but Juve just relentless. And to think if they hadn't had such a poor start to the season, how far clear would they be? When would the title have been wrapped up? It's pretty frightening. Torino have had a solid enough season. They've not been superb, but they've done okay. Comfortably mid-table. They were never going to go down. They were never going to get into Europe again. So it's hard to know which way to go here. And I did my prep for this before looking at the prices. And then I looked at the prices and went, no, can't have Napoli at that price.
Yeah.
4-9 is so short for a side that have lost their last three on the road. Now, I know that you'll look at those three and you'll go, well, hang on, that's against Udinese, Inter and Roma. And against Udinese, Higuain got sent off. Higuain, incidentally, is back here. But no, not 4-9. No chance. Absolutely no chance. Torino are a decent outfit. Mm. And they're pretty good at home. Not quite as good as they have been in recent years, but played 18, won 6, drawn 6 and lost 6. Napoli on the road, played 18, won 8, drawn 4, and lost 6. They should not be 4-9. They shouldn't be. If they were marginally odds on, I'd still have a few reservations about them. They're just completely and utterly the wrong price. So, Torino well worth the bet, as far as I'm concerned. Plus a goal is 9-5, plus two goals, which I think is a, I don't want to say banker material, but I think it's a great bet. Yeah. 4-6, which you take on a decent side at home to win a game, you're taking this on Torino to lose by a goal at worst. I think it's a really, really good bet, good price. And that 4-6 on Torino plus two is still bigger than Napoli to win this match. Torino have to be the bet for me. They just have to be. So, yeah, I'll take Torino plus two as the nailed-on selection. But Torino plus one goal at 9-5 is perfectly backable. And even the draw no bet at 4-1. I don't think it's unforeseeable that Torino win this.
Yeah.
Napoli away from home have been struggling of late. So, priced up completely wrong. Very, very, very sweet on Torino on this occasion.
Okay, Alex, keen to get Torino on side then. Do look at the match handicaps for this game then. Torino plus a goal 9-5. Torino plus two goals at 4-6. Let's get on to this weekend's naps now then, Alex. Now, I've been napping for you for the last 2 weeks.
You have been, and you've had two winners. Thank you for that.
And now that I'm back in the presenter's chair,
you're going into the race/guest category. Yeah, sorry.
I'm annoyed that I've done that now, though.
You could have had your own little Sam Norris column on my lovely spreadsheet I've got out there, and you might be top.
I'm almost wishing I'd sabotaged your column and gone for some losers, but
too late now.
There we are. Your best bet.
Unequivocally Atleti and under 2.5 at 9-5, but I do also like the Torino bet.
Okay, Atleti to win and under 2.5 goals goes in at 9-5. There were a few that interested me this week. I liked Atleti win 2-0 at 8-13. I was mildly intrigued by the headline offer here, to be fair. Antoine Griezmann scored 2 or more and Atleti to win at 5-1, which I thought was a big prize. 31 goals in all competitions for Griezmann this season. But in the spirit of putting some together in a double, I am going to go for Real Madrid to win 2-0 at 29-20. I know this is a bet you're quite keen on as well. And to be honest, I'd be pretty sweet on putting both the Madrid teams to win 2-0 in a little double this week. That'll do for me. Real Madrid to win 2-0. Couple that up with Atletico to win and under 2.5 goals. 5.86-1, the double.
And of course, that double is effectively both sides to win 2-0, but you're just limiting how many Atleti score on my side of it anyway.
1-2-0, yeah.
Yes, fingers crossed, the Madrid double lands. And if I'm being honest, Sam, I can see all three of the big three winning here.
Yeah.
And doing the same next week and nothing changing at all.
And Barca.
Barca lift the title. And it's boring, and I'd like Atleti too. But you look at the fixtures of what both well, all three sides have got coming up next week. There's nothing. I mean, Atleti have got the hardest game, but they're still at home, and they're at home to Celta Vigo.
Yeah.
It's not the most challenging game you'll ever find. Barca travel to Granada and Real travel to Deportivo.
Yeah.
It's a bit underwhelming, really, yeah, that you haven't got that one game where there's just a bit of jeopardy. You could do with Barca maybe travelling to Vigo or yeah, someone like that, just having a bit of a scare. Maybe get Bilbao or Sevilla involved.
Yeah, but, yeah, yeah.
But that's the way it goes. Okay. I think that, yes, all three sides will win here and probably win next week as well, but we'll find out soon. And I think next week will be the final European podcast of the season. And I don't think I'll be here for it, I'm afraid.
Ah.
I think I'll be required elsewhere once again. But I think, with it being the last day of the season in both Italy and Spain, I think that'll probably be just about it.
Yeah, okay. While we're here, actually, Alex, just a quick one. Mm. Who wins the Champions League? We talked about the two Madrid teams in depth today.
Definitely Atleti.
Yeah, I think so as well.
They just do a job on them.
Yeah, yeah.
It won't be pretty, but you know exactly what they're capable of doing. And if you're wanting to watch a fantastic game of football, don't watch it.
Yeah.
Because go and watch the playoff semi-final, yeah, or something else. It will be dirty, there will be cards, there will be red cards, and there will be a 1-0 Atleti win.
I think I'm inclined to agree with that. Thank you very much to Alex Dunham for his thoughts on this week's edition of the European Podcast. Make sure you get your bets on in Spain and in Italy, and best of luck whatever you're backing this weekend.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.